This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get back to the NFL. We're joined by Connor Rogers. And Connor's a college football, NFL, and NFL draft analyst for Bleach Report. He co-hosts Bleach Report's Draft Crash Course with Lefko. And covers all aspects of this year's NFL draft class, player, coach, celebrity interviews. He's got everything you need, and Connor is with us here. Connor, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing today?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Let's dive into this draft because it could go in so many different places. How many quarterbacks do you have going in the top 10? Because that's what everybody's focused on. There could be a run on quarterbacks. Some of them may fall, but I doubt it. I know some people are saying Justin Fields could drop. I don't see it happening. But how many do you have going in the top 10?
I think it's a lock that five go in the top 10. It really is. And a lot of people sit there and go, well, someone's got to fall. Well, not really. We're going to see the run on trades, and we've already seen it happen. We know Trevor Lawrence is going number one. We know Zach Wilson is going number two to the New York Jets. And then the Niners, something really interesting I heard very recently, guys, is that they did not make that trade to three with just one of the quarterbacks in mind. They like this class so much that they made that trade and said, hey, we got a lot of work to do on Mac Jones, on Justin Fields, and Trey Lance, kind of similar to what the Jets did. I mean, BT, I know you remember in 2018 how early they made that trade, not necessarily knowing who would fall at the time with two teams in front of them.
Yep.
And then you have the wild card that's the Falcons. But when it comes down to it, there's so many quarterback needy teams that we're going to see all five of those main guys go in the top 10 picks.
That's amazing. Connor, what did you make of it was reported by somebody and, you know, verified account, somebody with a professional credential. It's largely been refuted, though. I don't know that it's been officially shot down. What did you hear about the Niners calling the Jets and offering the 12th overall pick for Darnold? And apparently, I mean, I have a rough time believing this, that Joe Douglas shot it down because he hadn't yet had a chance to see Zach Wilson in person, so he couldn't do that without seeing that the shoulder was good. Is there any merit to that report?
Not really in my eyes. I think that's just an insane return for the Jets to shoot down at that time. I know when they hired Robert Saleh and the staff that came in with him, with Mike LaFleur, they were big fans of Sam, but they also knew the financial, you know, implications here of drafting a new quarterback. The fact that both sides felt they needed a fresh start. So if they got the call with that kind of return, I think it would have been a longer conversation. Now, I just wonder if we're missing details there, right? Maybe did the Jets have interest in sending pick 23 in Sam to move up to 12? That's something
gotcha.
That would make more sense. But just number 12 straight up.
No.
For Sam Darnold, that's just not realistic.
I thought so. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Tiki.
Yeah, I don't think that is.
I mean, come on.
I agree. That's not realistic as well. He just hasn't proven it yet.
And I like the guy, but still.
Yeah. Look, there are a lot of interesting, you know, get off the quarterbacks for a minute because we're so enamored with them. But there's some really good talent. Both BT and I had this conversation a couple days ago. On the defensive side, for sure. Wide receivers as well. And let's stay there because I think that's the one that's most interesting. Ja'Marr Chase, as we know, opted out, and Devontae Smith had this ridiculous year. Waddle, it was supposed to be maybe better, but he got hurt. Like, how do you break down this wide receiver class, and which one of all of these really great college players is likely to go first, and to whom?
Yeah, they're special. I mean, they really are a special group. I know everybody got really excited last year, and I think last year's class might have been deeper, but this year's class has more high-end talent at the top. And I think that's why you're probably going to see potentially all three of those pass catchers you mentioned probably go in the top 11 picks, honestly, or they have a chance to at least. And I think to answer, you know, who the first one would be, I think it's Ja'Marr Chase at five. I think Cincinnati is really comfortable in that spot. I think wisely they've listened to Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow has really, you know, banged the table to bring Ja'Marr Chase to Cincinnati, reunite them. We know how special that combination is. And I think when you look at it, at the end of the day, it just makes a lot of sense for them to get that guy that, as a 19-year-old, right, when he did last play, as a 19-year-old, he was running by guys that now start in the NFL. I mean, it's a special film, that national championship season. So then you get into the other two. Jalen Waddle, I think, is really the closest thing we're going to see to Tyreek Hill, just that special game-changing speed that he changes the game when the ball is not in his hands, the kind of threat he poses to a defense. So I look at it and just kind of wonder, now, where did the landing spots fall for these guys? And I think it kind of feels like the last, you know, the latest they can go, the Giants at 11, I don't think they're done with wide receivers, the Eagles at 12, and even the Chargers at 13. They want to build around Justin Herbert. They made a lot of free agent investments in the offensive line to leave things open for them in this draft. And Jalen Waddle's speed fits there really well, too. So those guys are going to go really early, along with Kyle Pitts, a great pass catcher. I think we're going to see those four pass catchers kind of go as no-brainer top 13 picks.
So we're talking to Connor Rogers, college football NFL draft analyst for Bleacher Report. So there's two other receivers, and we've had both on the show. Bateman from Minnesota. More recently, we had Rondale Moore on, who had a sick pro day. I think he ran a 4.29. He was sub 4.3.
Oh,
and yeah, Tiki flew. And he told me, you were off that day. He said, if I run below, if I don't break 4.3, I'm going to be unhappy. He barely broke 4.3, so I would think he's happy. But you know what's amazing, Connor? For a smallish guy in terms of height, he bounces off people. He runs through people. Like, Moore really looks for contact. That's visible on his tape. So we know the other receivers will go before Bateman and Moore. But is there that much of a drop-off between those guys and the last two that I mentioned?
God, you really would think so the way people talk about them, but I don't see it. Bateman is special to me. He's a round one player. I look at him and think, you know, the releases off the line of scrimmage, very, very similar to Keenan Allen, a guy that just coached by P.J. Fleck, who has done a marvelous job with wide receivers for a long time, well before he was a nationally known name. He knows how to get open, Rashad Bateman, and he knows how to do it in traffic, and they haven't had the best quarterback play there where the numbers are going to shock you or anything like that. He ran really well at his pro day. So I look at Baltimore in the first round. They could not get a wide receiver to come there in free agency. They really, really had to wait till it was bargain shopping time for whatever reason. So they can use the draft to solve that. And you look at Rondale Moore, a special athlete. And I know everybody's overreacting because he measured at 5'7 instead of 5'9. Look, guys, he's small, but he's short. He's not necessarily tiny. Like you said, he's compact. He's built like Steve Smith, where he wants to run through you. But he also has this 4.3 speed. He jumped out of the gym. Phenomenal athlete. I've seen him get open on the outside. So, sure, you want him in the slot. You want to use him in these offenses that are going to use a lot of jet sweeps and motion and screens just to get the ball in his hands. But the guy can win one-on-ones and stretch the field as well. So I think they're great players. I think they're, you know, Bateman I have in round one. Rondale Moore, a top 40 pick. If someone took him in round one, I would get it because he creates his own yards, and he's a quarterback-friendly player. And teams need more of those guys.
Connor, 20 seconds. Which team has the most pressure on them to draft well and why?
I think it's the New York Jets. And I think Joe Douglas has positioned himself really, really well to do it. We know they're taking Zach Wilson at two. They got holes at interior offensive line and corner and could even use a running back at some point. Mm-hmm. Listen, they're equipped to do it well. 23, 34, 66. They got to hit on these picks, but they're in a good spot to get it done.
Oh, I like the way that sounds. Connor Rogers, Bleacher Report. Good work, man. Keep cranking out the good stuff. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate you, Connor.
Man. They do great stuff over there.
Yeah, and Lefko is awesome. He's my boy.
Yep. But he's up there with Shaq and Candace Parker when they start sparring.
That's right. Nah. That's right. Well, he must have done something right because he calmed them all down. BT, we got this report right before our last break. Donovan Mitchell had to be helped to the locker room after landing awkward. We were literally just talking about him.
Come on.
We saw the Jamal Murray ACL tear. I don't think – I just rewatched it. I don't think it's quite that, but – he has not come back out. Donovan Mitchell is out for the game, I believe.
Oh, man, that's horrible.
Horrible.
Definitely knee. I mean, I know you don't know what it is.
Lower extremity. Doesn't look like – I don't know what it is, to be honest with you.
Ugh.
but he's not. He's holding his leg, so it's either knee or ankle. So.
I got to check this out on social media. I'm sure it's clips are everywhere. Oh my God! I mean, at this point, let's just get to the second season here.
Yeah.
Let's just start playing meaningful games,
yeah.
Man. What a rough finish to the season. Hopefully, it's not terrible, but we'll update you on that. Teague and I will also get to this coming up next, third hour. We got Gary Sheffield, do a little baseball, who's hot early on, where's some trouble spots, and also the NCAA transfer rule, not only impacting college players, obviously, but high school kids as well. We'll tell you how much and why next, Teague and Tierney.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.